This is Wild About Utah.
Ripple effects. Enhance backyard bird watching when you feed and protect birds. Bird watching is a fun hobby for all ages, and it is a great way to connect with nature and increase self-efficacy. So let's discuss the benefits and the importance of a safe environment for feeding our backyard birds. First, the benefits of supplemental feeding, and second, preventable deaths from cats and window collisions. Supplemental food and water are important ways we can reduce stress for backyard birds, especially through the winter months. Sites with bird feeders attract more birds over time than those without feeders, and birds are in overall greater health than birds at sites without feeders. A higher percentage of chicks hatch at sites with bird feeders, and their survival rates are significantly higher, but supplemental feeding must be done in a safe environment. Free-ranging domestic cats and window collisions are leading causes of bird deaths in North America. The American Bird Conservancy estimates that outdoor cats kill approximately 2.4 billion birds every year in the United States alone. Approximately 1 billion birds are dying from window collisions each year in North America. That represents about 10% of birds dying from crashing into windows. And combined, that's over 3 billion fewer insect eaters, fewer pollinators, fewer seed spreaders, and fewer parents for the next generation. Cats should absolutely be kept indoors, and windows should be treated, especially if they reflect trees and shrubs. If you have seen a ghostly bird imprint or heard the sickening thump of a bird hitting your windows, then those are windows in need of treatments such as screens, translucent UV tape, or even tempera paint designs. Because even birds that manage to fly away have potentially life-threatening internal injuries. Feeders less than 3 feet away don't allow birds to build up too much speed before they collide, so it's good to put feeders and bird baths 3 feet or closer to a window or greater than 30 feet away. Feeders placed on or near windows have the added benefit of being easy to access and monitor. In addition to a window suet feeder, one of my favorite window feeders is actually a clear plastic suction cup toothbrush holder from the dollar store. It's easy to clean, and there's no need for binoculars. In addition to enhancing backyard bird watching hobby and improving bird health and survival, the ripple effects of feeding birds, keeping cats indoors, and preventing window collisions include pest control in our gardens, where birds feast on slugs, snails, aphids, and grasshoppers. I, for one, particularly appreciate black-billed magpies when they remove wasp nests from my house. The Bridgeland Audubon website has tools, coloring pages, checklists, and science-based information on window collision prevention. Solutions can be as simple as the careful placement of bird feeders and keeping cats indoors. Find us at bridgelandaudubon.org. That's Bridgeland Audubon, AUDUBON. org. I'm Hillary Shugart, and I'm Wild About Bridgeland Audubon, Wild About Utah Public Radio, and Wild About Utah.
Support for Wild About Utah on UPR comes from the Harry Bertoia Foundation Gallery in St. George, lists on ambient sounding sculptures, the iconic diamond chair and bronze dandelions, and opportunities to learn about and examine post-war art, museum quality sculpture. Info at harrybertoia.org.